What I do understand, however, is Aoife Doyle and her wonderful album Infinitely Clear, which was a Marty Recommends last week. She's in the door like a flash. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Thank you for coming all the way from... Because, you're Bray originally, but you're in...
County Clare. Yeah.
And how long have you been there?
I moved to County Clare about 7 years ago.
And what was it? Was it the clean air and the open air? Because Bray's full of clean air and open air as well. So what was it about Clare that attracted you? Had you family or something?
I did. I have family there. Right, but my father is an instrument maker, and we always went there, and a traditional musician. So we always went there as kids. Yeah. Always, every summer, for the traditional music, kind of stuff. Then my brother and my father both lived there, and I'd been living in and around Dublin all my life.
Sure.
And I just felt I needed to do something different, go somewhere different, and that was the handiest place to go. But it's been great for me, like, as an artist. I found it really helpful just to have the kind of lack of stimulation that you have in Dublin. There's so many things in Dublin, so much kind of distraction. And,
sure.
But in Clare, it's just, well, there's very little. It's just you and the elements.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's been, like, I've written two albums there, so it's been good for me. It's been good for me creatively.
I just think it's a beautiful album. There's a thing I do, and I don't know, maybe others do it too, I don't know. If I get CDs and I can, and there's time and stuff, I play them in the car. Mm. Kind of okay, because somebody said there's a few more over here that came in the last couple of days. So, and I played them in the car, and I remembered you from before. And I thought, hang on a second. And I put it in the car, and like, by the end of the first track, I wanted to hear the first track again, which is kind of not that unusual. Not that usual, rather.
Yes.
In fact, I played that again this morning. That's the first one, Love Conquers All. And I just thought, okay. And then I listened to the rest, and I went home and I played it as well. And then suddenly it's kind of, we had a chat in this album of the week. But it's funny how the power of that, the actual CD, as opposed to someone saying, do you know, yeah, we're on Spotify, you must, and you check it out, but it's not the same. Mm. Whereas I get this, you've liner notes, I know who the musicians are, well, I don't, but I see the names. And suddenly you're more, I think you're more involved when you have this CD in your hand, or something about it.
Absolutely.
So thank you for sending it.
People say CDs are obsolete and stuff, but one of the big things for me as a younger person was going and getting a CD and seeing the pictures of my favourite artist and reading about them. And if people put in pictures of themselves when they were kids and stuff, well, I suppose we have the internet now for that, but just having that tangible thing, I absolutely agree. It's great. It's great. Yeah. And it sounds better. Definitely, from CDs.
It does, it's a different sound, and also the fact that you get information, you read, and you say, and we recorded it here, and I want to thank my mammy, and whatever you want to do, you know, it's all that stuff going on.
Yes.
Talk to me about the people who play on it.
Very proud of this album. Yeah. Here, it's going to be released on the 22nd of April, and we're doing a gig in the Hotspot in Greystones.
Right.
On that night, so which is lovely.
What are you doing in Bray?
Music club. So this album was produced by Michael Buckley, who's an incredible Irish musician, and he is one of the Buckley family. They're all great musicians.
Richie Buckley.
Richie Buckley is his brother, yes, and Hugh Buckley is his cousin.
And Michael's sound is very close, isn't it, to Richie when you hear that sound?
I suppose. Well, they're both saxophonists.
Yeah. But some people play. Yeah, but you can have three of them and they'd all be different. It's a beautiful sound. It really is.
It's an incredible tone. Well, their father was also a musician.
Yes.
And Michael produced it in his studio, the House of Horns in Walkinstown here. So I'm very proud of it. It's kind of like a shop Irish version of music. It's all Irish and Irish-based musicians.
Yeah.
So Michael did an incredible job in the production, and it has my longtime friends and collaborators, Johnny Taylor on piano, Andrew Chibby double bass, and Dominic Mullen on drums. And then Michael brought in Jack Marr on guitar, who's a fabulous guitarist, and he plays with Sharon Shannon, lots of different people.
Yeah.
And he did some BVs on it as well, backing vocals. And then, incidentally, Michael's wife, Margot Daly, happens to be a brilliant vocalist and a really very brilliant backing vocalist. So she did all those gorgeous backing vocals on Love Conquers All, which I think are just, I just love them.
Oh,
I think it's
gorgeous.
Incredible. When I heard it, I was like, oh!
Yeah.
I was just blown away.
Yeah.
And then finally, Michael did all the gorgeous horn arrangements and brought in his friend Ronan Dooney, who I think you know because you mentioned him last week.
Yes.
And he plays trumpet. So they did all the horn parts together. And that's everyone. Oh, and one last person, Justin Carroll. He plays Fender Rhodes in it. He's in New York, but he's an Irish musician.
And Mr. Chibby on the double bass.
Andrew Chibi, yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Chibi. I take it he's a relation to Mr. Chibi from here. It's such an unusual name.
Brothers, yes.
Brother?
Yes.
I said brother. For God's sake. The RT Constructs. I didn't know this.
Another musical family.
But the bottom line is, you wrote everything.
I wrote the songs, yes.
And is that... Like, where does it come from? What's your thing about songwriting? Because I know people ask the question, but it's always interesting to... Is it from real life? Is it imagination? It's probably a combination of everything. And I suspect where you're living now helps that process. You're not, as you say, involved in the humbug, the humdrum thing of Dublin City and all of that you have that great freedom to just...
Well, there's a couple of things, actually. I did an MA in songwriting in the University of Limerick in 2018-19 with Carl Corcoran, who used to be one of your colleagues here.
Yes.
So he was wonderful. He kind of mentored me and helped kind of push me. Before that, I was very much jazz-based, and he kind of pushed me to venture into other genres and get out of my comfort zone, and that really helped with the songwriting. But yes, where I live in Clare has been hugely influential, because it's very different, like, community-wise. You know, there's this kind of real sense of, because it is so, like, there's less people there, so sure. People get to know each other. So anytime anything happens, good or bad, it really impacts the whole community.
Well, it's less people, but it's more space.
Yes.
And that's what I got from it. True. Give me a track to play. I want to give people a little flavour. I don't want to...
Track to play. About Infinitely Clear, the title.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I have no problem with that. Let's just to give people a taste. You mightn't have heard it earlier on. Jazzy little tune, isn't it?
It is.
It's real jazzy, that one. I just love. Joni Mitchell has to be in your heart.
Yes. Yes.
And would you go back with Ella Fitzgerald as well?
Ella Fitzgerald is my hero. Yeah. I love Ella Fitzgerald.
You see, all those things coming together, presumably, will, you know, open up all those doors to you. But it's not your first album, you have to say.
No, it's my third.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, because you're on that road. And is it difficult? Is it difficult, in terms of working out a career path? Because you jump from one thing to another, hope to God it'll work, or hope to God an opportunity will come, or hope to God a gig will work, and someone else say, well, will you come play for us? It can be like that, can't it?
I don't know if I plan the career path thing that well, other than I just try and make the best music I can.
Yes.
And just do my best with the music and then send it out into the world and hope that people like it. And that's kind of the most I can do, I think. That's the most any of us can do as artists.
Well, exactly. But also when it's your own work. In other words, it's not like you're singing other people's work, you're singing your work. Mm. So it's like you're cherishing something, I expect, from time to time. So you're kind of thinking, hang on, these songs matter to me hope the matter to someone else. I presume there is.
Yeah, that. Well, you can. Certainly when I started to release these songs in September, and I yes. certainly had a very that sensitivity, but you kind of have to just get over it and go, look, you know, they mean something to me. And you can just, like, if you kind of change your perspective and go and just hope that they mean something to other people yes. and not expect them to mean something, then it's okay.
Right, yeah,
and then,
well, that's
if even one
enough.
Person
yeah.
cares, you're like, oh, great.
No, but that's true. Someone, they like me.
But it's been wonderful that you have championed it so much, and it seems to have...
Thank you for saying so. I was just so taken with it. And it's that thing, isn't it, where someone says, and then, you know, I'll tell someone else.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, and we'll give Shea Byrne a fiver and see if he'll play it. So you keep, although he doesn't take cash, apparently. But the important thing is that what you do is you'll tell someone else. I have a friend who works in the UK who I'm going to get a copy from you and send it to him.
Oh,
and I think that, no, but I think that's what it is. I think it should be, because otherwise you're working in your little bubble. Well,
yes.
That's not always going to be as terrific as it might be unless you get some breaks along the way. I'm not going to say I'm going to make any yes. difference, but I think it's nice that if enough people take it on board and they say, oh yeah, I heard of her, what's the story, you know. Where's that launch, by the way? The
launch is in the Hotspot Music Club in Greystones on the 22nd of okay. April.
I was going to say I Wish You Well. That sounds like I'm letting you go. It isn't. It's a track on the album, another one I really like, just to give people a flavour again.
Sure.
Wish You Well from Aoife Doyle from the album Infinitely Clear. Everybody go and buy a copy of that. Now, I have to do something first. I have to pay the rent, Aoife. I hope you don't mind. The rent is vitally important around these parts. No, you've no idea. Vital.
If I learned one thing in the last year, it's that falling into debt can happen to anyone. Luckily, I heard about the ISI, the Insolvency Service of Ireland. Their professional advisors can help you restructure or even write off your debt. The first thing they said to me was, every debt problem has a solution. I can still feel the relief. So if you're worried, visit their website backontrack.ie or free text Get Help to 50015.
The ISI, together, will get you back on track. This is an initiative of the Government of Ireland.
Ballet Ireland returns to the stage with bold moves, including the exhilarating Rooster by Christopher Bruce to music by the Rolling Stones. Feel the passion and energy of ballet like you've never experienced it before. Ballet Ireland, bold moves at the O'Reilly Theatre Dublin from April 16th to 23rd. Tickets from €25. Additional charges may apply. Book at balletireland.ie. Supported by the Arts Council.
RTE supporting the arts.
Supporting artists.
Supporting us. Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM. Where life sounds better.
Oh, it's not. It's lovely. I'm chatting here with Aoife Doyle. The album Infinitely Clear, which is being... Well, it's not released for another 10 days.
Friday week. But you can pre-order it now on my website.
You can, or your website is?
AoifeDoyle.com.
It's so easy. Now, the other thing about this is... Now, we had I was going to say, an encounter before. Well, you sent me a CD before.
I did. I sent you a CD, and I sent you a lovely letter. And the next day, you very kindly rang me to let me know that I had actually sent you my debit card.
It's just a great story.
And we had a great laugh. Yeah. And you never spent any... You didn't use my debit card.
But it wouldn't work.
And he sent it back to me with a lovely moustache fridge magnet, which I treasure to this day.
Yeah, well, you're very kind. I'm glad. But it's isn't it the madness of, like, you would have been sent and those off, all excited. Surely to God, that evening you must have said, where's my card? Where's my back card? Very strange, very strange.
I always tell the story at gigs and people love it. They love it.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, well, it's good. Well, you see people be fooled then thinking I'm an honest fella. They wouldn't know, you know. They must be very proud of you in Bray. They must be very proud of you.
Well, my mother's my number one fan.
Yeah, I'd say. Absolutely. And that's very important too, because you need that. You also need, I suspect, back in the day, you needed someone to sing to.
Well, we always had music in our house, so people were kind of just always playing music, and you just kind of did your own thing, I suppose. And I got interested in jazz, which was kind of unusual.
Yes,
my family all played traditional Irish music, really, and rock and roll.
So that's the home you come from. It's traditional music.
Yeah, traditional Irish music. As I said, my dad's an instrument maker. Traditional musicians were always coming in and out of the house, and then my uncles are both. Traditional kind of rock and roll. My uncle's Ken Doyle, he's in Bagatelle. So yeah, just all that kind of stuff. But I heard
you
Billy
slipped
Holiday.
That in fairly lively now. That's pretty quick. I know that.
He's my number two fan, I should say. But he's been in great support. The jazz wasn't really in, you know, it was, I mean, kind of the 90s in Ireland when we didn't have internet and, you know, we had the radio, but I didn't hear much jazz. But I heard Billie Holiday singing The Very Thought of You on a movie called Forever Young, and I was really taken with it. I was really taken with the whole vibe of it, because I'd been listening to, like, Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston, who were, like, these really powerful, incredible vocalists. But Billie Holiday just had her own thing going on, and she was laid back, and she was herself. And it was just really powerful. And the song, The Very Thought of You, oh, I just love that song, the harmony in it. Like, especially when you go, I see your face in every flower. That line to me was just one of the most beautiful things I'd ever heard in my life. I just thought it was incredible. And the band.
Such passion, didn't she?
She did, yes.
The passion in her voice.
Yes. And it was just like she was telling that story, and it just really hit me, you know.
Terrible sad life, too.
Yeah, I know, yes. Yeah. But the way the band. The way they all played, it was just in this lovely, laid-back, musical way. It wasn't
that's
flashy.
What you meant to it. It wasn't,
and that's really what. Yeah, that even the sound of the record, the scratchy sound of the record, I found all that very exotic.
Yeah.
But I didn't discover who it was actually until a few years later, and then my brother bought me an Ella Fitzgerald CD for my birthday, and that was a game changer for me.
Good man, brother.
I know. Yeah, he's a great musician, Joe. Yeah. And he brought me that CD, and when I heard Ella singing, I was like. Okay, so this person's a musician and she's a singer and she's using her voice like an instrument. So I can actually be an instrumentalist as a vocalist, you know, and I can improvise. Yeah. And I could hear kind of the things that Beyonce was doing, maybe, or these kind of melismas and ornaments.
Sure.
But it was in this much more kind of refined and condensed way. Yeah. So she was like the source, as
and
far as I could tell.
The thing about Ella Fitzgerald is her voice didn't age as she got older.
No,
it seemed to remain. She sounded young.
Yes.
As a woman in her... in later life. It was astonishing to me. Yeah. I could never figure that out.
Yeah.
Whatever she had, you know.
And it was like this. Like, one of the things I always love about Ella is she just sounds like she's having such a good time.
She does, yeah. She always seemed to be...
And even, like, there's a video of her on YouTube where she was coming up on stage to sing, and she was old and she was having trouble even getting up. But then when she started to sing... She just came to life. She was like a young child again, you know, and just the joy of her, you know. So that was really, you know, I love listening to Ella.
I think it was Sinatra, who said that she was the finest of the finest, that she was the very best. And I think he was right, because she was just phenomenally brilliant at what she did and made it look like it was effortless, which, of course, it never is.
No.
But she did. She had something. She was very, very special. There's a great picture in the archive I saw recently of her arriving, I think, in Cork Airport, I think it was, when she played here. I think she played the Cork Jazz Festival, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure she did. It was a gorgeous photograph of this beaming woman on the tarmac, you know, at a time when you could just stroll across the tarmac and whatever.
And there's an interview that actually somebody from RTE did with her as well when she was here.
Really?
On YouTube, yeah.
Oh, that's well worth watching.
And they were trying to claim her as Irish. They say, no, Fitzgerald's a very Irish name. And we always try and claim people.
Yeah. There's a story behind that story, of course. It's a great story. If you want to read her story, there are a number of books. It's well worth it. Listen, it's been a joy having you in. We're after chatting away. I wanted to play another track, but we'll do it tomorrow. A real pleasure. I really enjoyed chatting to you today. And I just want to say the very best of luck. The album is Infinitely Clear. It's released on...
22nd of April.
And your gig is...
The 22nd of April in the Hotspot in Greystones.
That's exactly where
thank you so much, Marty, for all your
pleasure.
Support of the album, and thank you to Ian as well for all the work he's been doing.
Neither of us take cash.
Cards.
We'll talk to you. Take care. Thanks a million.
Bye.
That's great. That's all for this morning. Back with you on tomorrow with chocolate and everything else. And Niall is next. God bless you till tomorrow.